Okay, so you're in Amsterdam. How was the flight back? I imagine you were anxious to get home after being
there. I was, man. I was happy to go back because, you know, I don't live over there and I like being home. And that didn't make any sense. But I thought I was going to be in big trouble at the airport because in the movie, like, they had me, like, with jet black hair, and they made me grow a beard. I grew a big beard, and then they painted it, like, jet black.
Yeah.
So my whole face had the demeanor of a vicious terrorist.
Well, let's see, we have a photo. Where's the photo? Okay, that's you flying back?
Yeah. So I look like one of those guys from those Saddam playing cards, you know?
Yeah.
What they used to have? I got one of those. You ever try to play poker with those things?
No.
It's really weird. You're like, yeah, I got a straight to Chemical Alley. The other guy goes, read them and weep. Uday is full of cusses.
Not quite the same. Yeah, yeah. So what happened? Could you get on the plane?
That was just a joke.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
So I'm like, holy God, I'm frightened because I look like a crazy terrorist, right? So I go, I know they're going to do stuff to me and everything. So I get there, and first thing I see, a dude with a giant turban, right? Biggest turban I've ever seen, way bigger than his hair could possibly be, right? And he gets right through, right? And so I'm like, whoa, right? And meanwhile, everybody's taking their shoes off and everything, right? And I'm like, hey, buddy, what about that dude with the giant turban? He's like, oh, no, he's barefoot.
Flying.
The guy had no shoes, right? So they let him go. Right? And I'm like, well, shouldn't you maybe listen, see if it's ticking, the turban or something? You know? But now, you know, having shoes is real suspicious
right now. You're that's a sign of suspicious
activity. You're a suspicious character if you wear shoes. So I go there, I take out my shoes, but meanwhile, I'm like this insane-looking, terrorist-looking guy, right? So the guy looks at my shoes, he goes, yeah, go ahead. So then I became alarmed again, right? I'm like, you sure? Really?
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, you don't want to look at my ass or anything like that? Because not that I want a custom guy looking at my ass, I wouldn't want a guy looking at me, looking like me, that a custom guy wouldn't be looking at his ass.
Right. Yeah.
So I was like, I was torn.
Torn, yeah. I could see how you
I came up with an ingenious theory. Not a theory, an ingenious proposal,
right,
if you will.
All right.
I never said if you will before in my life.
Really? Well, that's good. But you know, you did it well.
I've heard people say that.
Yeah, you did it well.
I don't even know what it means.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I even forgot what you said, but go ahead. Yeah,
So he says to the... No, so I think in my head, I go... This was later. I thought, you know what would be a great thing? This would work, I think, perfectly and solve all our security problems. You go through the thing, and then they take everybody, every single person, and they take them back, and they look in their ass, right? But you don't get just a custom guy's, because that's a little unsettling, right? Yeah. What you get is an ass doctor, right? So the idea would be, you see, you'd leave the baggage thing, you go into it, and there's an ass doctor, right?
Right, yeah.
Now, if you got contraband in there, if you got drugs, if you got plastic explosives, straight off to the hoosegow.
Right, I see what you mean, yeah.
And but if you don't, the guy checks up your ass, gives you a healthy bill of health, and away you go.
There you go. That's a very ingenious theory. Let me ask you about some of your pet peeves. I know whenever we talk, you always have a pet peeve.
What's my beef? Is that what you're asking?
Kind of like my old beef, but you turned it around a little bit. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. What is it? I don't know. Is it on that paper?
It was dumb people with opinions.
Oh, no, it was celebrities with opinions.
Oh,
because
celebrities.
I'm a celebrity. You know that. You can attest to that. I have to remind people more and more I'm a celebrity.
Well, you're a celebrity on the show in August.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's different than a celebrity on the show like during Sweet.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now mine's not very funny.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
But they have opinions, the celebrities, you know, they have opinions, and I don't have any opinions. I can't think of one. I was on the show once, man, the Bill Maher
show.
So you go out there, and the guy asks you questions, right? And he has four subjects, and you're supposed to have opinions on all of them, you know? And I don't have you know, I have opinions like everybody has, like, ah, mustache makes you look super cool, whatever, right?
Yeah, right, right.
But I don't know stuff, you know? So anyways, the subject was, there was a guy sitting beside me on the panel. Yeah. This guy wrote a book on China, right? Yeah. And then there's me. I'm like a nightclub comic, right? I'm sitting there. So Bill Maher, another nightclub comic, he says to me, he says, hey, China and Taiwan, Chiang Kai-shek, all these words, I don't know what they mean. He says, let's talk about that. Why don't we start with you, Norm, right? So I'm like, well, this guy next to me wrote a book on the damn thing.
There you go. Norm MacDonald. Norm, thank you very much,
thank
buddy. We'll see you in Atlantic City and in